another entry into the football record book, and the soccer postseason puts football in just a few days. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Westland John Glenn's James Phillips Jr. returned an interception from one end zone to the other for a touchdown against Wayne Memorial last Friday. Now, if you're like me, when you saw that play or read about it, you thought, is that a record? How many people have done that before in Michigan? And who keeps track of all of that? Well, MHSAA.com has all of those answers and more for all of the sports we sponsor, not just football. In this case, Phillips' pick six ties the record for the longest interception return for a touchdown, 100 yards, set 40 times in history. Birmingham's Tom Tracy was the first to do it against Hazel Park in 1951. The only time it's happened in an MHSAA final was in 1991, when Battle Creek Penfield's Jason Livengood did it against Negaunee in Class CC. All of those interception returns go into the book as 100 yards, even if the pass is picked off deep in the end zone. That's the same for kickoff and punt returns and fumble returns. It's the standard used by the National Federation of State High School Associations and how the MHSAA determines all records. Schools must submit statistics on record-worthy performances, which are evaluated to see if they fit NFHS criteria and MHSAA standards. To see the record book for any of our sports, log on to MHSAA.com. Click on that sport and then click records. You'll see team and individual records, championship game records, and coaching records. And if you have a record to submit, you can email it to us at records@MHSAA.com. But please be sure to include as much documentation as possible, including a copy of the scorebook, the yearbook, even a newspaper article. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Midlandau's Victoria Garces. She was first in the elite division at the Shepherd Blue Jay Invitational with a time of 17 minutes, 26 seconds. The Allen Park Swim and Dive Team, they captured their first Downriver Classic title since 2010, using a strong team effort to win in the 10-team event. And to Colin Lambert of Ogama Heights. He scored the game-winning touchdown with a minute left in a 41-34 win over Clare.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the golf course today, and our approach into 18 has gone from bad to worse. Or has it? Our shot lands in a puddle in the middle of a bunker, which certainly isn't good. But because water in a bunker is an abnormal course condition, we're allowed free relief. We're able to go to the nearest spot of relief, no closer to the hole, and drop within a club's length of that spot, while still playing from the bunker. Or relief can be taken outside of the bunker, no closer to the hole, and within line of shot, but a penalty stroke is added. So you have two options if you find water inside a bunker. Only one requires you to take a penalty stroke. Of course, the best course of action is to avoid the bunkers altogether.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. District play for boys soccer starts Wednesday, October 9th. The brackets for each of the four divisions were released on Sunday, and each district is seeded using the Michigan Power Rating. Brackets and team info is all available at MHSAA.com. 32 district winners in each division will advance to regionals, which start October 22nd. The semifinals are Wednesday, October 30th. And all four finals are Saturday, November 2nd, hosted at Grand Ledge High School. Division 4 kicks us off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and the day ends with Division 1 at 6 p.m. Postseason soccer tickets can be purchased at gofan.co, and you can watch on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.